This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. A blistering report by the U.S. Justice Department describes systemic, egregious, and dangerous practices at a juvenile prison in Mississippi. The Walnut Grove Youth Correctional Facility has been ordered by a federal judge to make sweeping reforms. And now, the private company that manages the prison has announced that it is pulling out of Mississippi entirely. Last year, NPR's John Burnett investigated conditions inside the prison, and now he has this follow-up.
The court order is scathing. Federal Judge Carlton Reeves wrote that the youth prison has allowed a cesspool of unconstitutional and inhuman acts and conditions to germinate, the sum of which places the offenders at substantial ongoing risk. The Walnut Grove Youth Correctional Facility, located an hour's drive east of Jackson, is a 1,450-bed prison that houses inmates ages 13 to 22 who were minors convicted as adults. It's currently run by GEO Group of Boca Raton, Florida, the nation's second-largest for-profit prison corporation, which posted profits of $284 million last year. The Mississippi Department of Corrections pays GEO to manage the prison. Jonathan Smith is chief of litigation in the civil rights section at the Justice Department, which spent 2 years looking into conditions at Walnut Grove.
And to have a prison that is chaotic, poorly run, dangerous, didn't provide services, highly sexualized, and highly violent, really limits the ability of the state to turn those folks around and to ensure public safety upon their release from prison.
Among the conditions described in the report released last month, prison staff had sex with incarcerated youth, which investigators called among the worst that we've seen in any facility anywhere in the nation. Poorly trained guards brutally beat youth and used excessive pepper spray as a first response. The prison showed deliberate indifference to prisoners possessing homemade knives, which were used in gang fights and inmate rapes. And some guards even had gang affiliations, a finding confirmed to NPR last year by former inmate Justin Bowling.
A lot of times the guards are in the same gang. If the inmates wanted something done, they got it. If they wanted a cell popped open to handle some business about fighting or something like that, it just pretty much happened.
A GEO spokesman said in an email that the abuses documented by the government occurred prior to GEO taking over Walnut Grove in late 2010. Cornell Companies, another private prison corporation, formerly ran the Walnut Grove facility until Cornell was purchased by GEO. Jonathan Smith of the Justice Department rejects that timeline. He said troubles at the prison continued after GEO stepped in. In an interview last Thursday, Mississippi State Corrections Commissioner Christopher Epps had nothing but praise for GEO. He pointed out the prison had recently received a perfect score by outside auditors.
Since GEO took over August 10th, have there been incidents? The answer is yes. Will there be more? The answer is yes. But they're doing a lot better, and I'm pleased with it.
On Friday, the news broke that GEO was pulling out of all three prisons that it manages in Mississippi by July. Later that day, Commissioner Epps had changed his tune. He told the Associated Press that a new operator at all three state prisons might do a better job in the operation of the facilities than GEO did. GEO did not give a reason for its decision. Last week, GEO CEO George Zoley said the company was discontinuing its contract at the East Mississippi Correctional Facility, which houses inmates with mental illnesses, because the prison had been financially underperforming. That facility has been the subject of investigations by the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ACLU. They're looking at reports of inmate abuse and suicides. Sheila Betty, deputy legal director at the Southern Poverty Law Center, said they are considering legal action against that prison. Regarding Walnut Grove, Betty said whoever takes over the management, at least the juvenile offenders held there, will be safer under the court order.
Some of the most significant relief includes an agreement to remove all children from that facility and to put them in a standalone unit that will be operated by the Mississippi Department of Corrections and governed by juvenile justice as opposed to adult correctional standards.
The state corrections commissioner said they'll be looking for a new operator for the three GEO-run prisons in Mississippi. With one of the prisons under a federal court order and another prison the possible target of a class action lawsuit, it remains to be seen how attractive those properties will be for a private prison company. John Burnett, NPR News.